Why did the student swallow all his pennies?
I don't know why.
The teacher said he needed more sense. It's time for the children's hour.
Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the ice come a-traveling through the sky. Old Jack Frost and the Winter Queen will blow into town and get the people to sing.
Keep me warm, keep me cozy. My nose is red and my cheeks are rosy. Wrap me up and give me a hug. Keep me snug as a bug in a rug.
That Winter Queen came from the snow. Rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Jack jumped up to swing her about. They did a little dance and then they shout.
Keep me warm, keep me cozy. My nose is red and my cheeks are rosy. Wrap me up and give me a hug. Keep me snug as a bug in a rug.
They go out to play and they paint the town in icy gray. I'd never seen such a lovely pair making a masterpiece out of the winter air. And sing,
keep me warm, keep me cozy. My nose is red and my cheeks are rosy. Wrap me up and give me a hug. Keep me snug as a bug in a rug. Keep me warm, keep me cozy. My nose is red and my cheeks are rosy. Wrap me up and give me a hug.
Brand new, hot off the presses from the Okie Dokie Brothers, a CD called Winterland. That was Keep Me Warm. Indeed, it is the season. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and I am just so happy to be here with a whole lot of people. Hello, everyone. Great to have you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Let's start over here. Hello.
Hello. It's Haley.
Hi, it's Siobhan.
Hi, it's Zen.
Hi, it's Ava.
Hi, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Nayeli.
Hi, it's Emma.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Any news in the studio today? Not a much? Yes,
not
please,
much.
Ava, yes.
I'm not going to be here next Saturday because I'm going to be in Taos with my mom at a hotel with a saltwater hot tub.
A saltwater hot tub sounds
spa day.
So cool.
Ooh. Spa day.
Ooh, what a nice thing to do, mom and daughter. How sweet is that? Well, is everybody feeling the breeze? It's supposed to snow here in New Mexico tonight. We're pretty excited about that. Anybody ready for the snow? Yeah?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Well, I am really excited about today's show. We have a lot of guests in the studio. We're going to be joined in the studio today, and we're going to talk to her in just a little bit by Madam Treasurer, Bernalillo County Treasurer, Nancy Burse. A treasurer. What do you think of when you hear the word treasurer?
They take care of all the money.
Yeah, treasurer.
Yeah.
Kind of, I always think of dragons when I think of treasurer, personally. Yeah.
I think of Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Like falling into the pit with all that treasure.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to talk with our Madam Treasurer here on the Children's Hour. And then later on in the show, we're going to have a little conversation with John Lanza. He created the Money Mammals. And what he does is he helps teach kids how to be their own treasurer. Yeah, just curious here in the room. Anybody here in the room have a bank account? Anybody have a bank account? Yes. Yeah, people are raising their hands. You know that never works on radio. Yes, you have bank accounts. And so that means you maybe save money. We're going to be talking about that, how to manage our own money. But before we get to there, we just thought, you know, it's time to play a little of this. This is actually kind of a crazy song. In fact, it's called Crazy Daisy. Stay tuned. This is the Children's Hour.
Crazy Daisy doesn't faze me, but Hairy Cherry, very scary. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Jack and Jill went on the zipper. Jack got sick, but Jill felt chipper. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Guanji, why aren't you singing?
All I ever get to do is that bada-bop jazz. I want to sing the lead.
If I've told you once, I've told you a million times, you can't sing lead.
Watch me, paratrooper, super-duper, the drunken punkin' will leave you sunken.
All right. That is Chris Lingon from a CD called The Bottle Let Me Down, Songs for Bumpy Wagon Rides. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour. We're broadcasting live from atop Oñate Hall on the campus of the University of New Mexico from KUNM FM in Albuquerque.
You know what fella's good for the moolah. Fella's good for the moolah. We'll be right back.
know a fella who's really good for the moolah, and that fella is a woman, and her name is Madam Treasurer Nancy Burse. And she's here in the studio with us on the Children's Hour. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Madam Treasurer.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Madam Treasurer, you are the Bernalillo County Treasurer here in Bernalillo, New Mexico, which is the county that encompasses Albuquerque and some of the surrounding area. And Madam Treasurer, you were elected to this position, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
That's pretty neat. And so this is not an appointment. You get elected by all of us. And the kids in the studio have lots of questions for you, Imogene. I think we're starting with you. And
wonderful.
And
That's great.
It starts with the most obvious question of all. Yes, Imogene.
What do you do?
I think she means as treasurer.
As treasurer. That's a great question. Basically, we say I'm the banker for the county. And my largest responsibility, of course, is collecting property taxes. And property taxes in New Mexico include what we say is real property, which is land and houses, and then personal property, which is mobile homes, business equipment that businesses have. And then, you know, in Bernalillo County, we're kind of a combination of city and rural. So we have agricultural lands in Bernalillo County, and those are also taxed, unbelievably to me, before I came into the job. Things like cows, pigs, horses, chickens are taxed.
You tax me on my llama every year.
I know.
I pay.
Thank you for paying on your llama.
She's really elderly, and I look at the value and I think, huh, okay. I feel like it's a good thing to pay property taxes because I want to see a strong government. And you can see that every kid here in the room has been given some pretend money and a house. A little
and
pretend
I'll be taking
house.
That soon. Okay.
You'll be taking that soon.
We'll talk about that.
Well, Zen has a really good question for you, which I want to know, too.
How do you get the money?
How do I get the money? Well, we send out the tax bill every year by November 1st. So it goes out to all the property owners. So that's over 275,000 people.
Wow.
It's huge.
How much money do you collect from all of those people? That seems like that would 275,000. I don't want to say how much I pay in my property tax just in case. I don't know, but maybe you collect.
So for 2017, last year,
okay,
the taxes the total taxes we could collect were over $685 million.
Whoa. Let's $685 million.
Wow.
What do you do with the money?
That's another fantastic question. Well, of course, just like your family budget, if you've been talking to your parents, you know, every month there are bills that come in. So I have one pot of money that pays for those bills for the county. We have to pay employees, right? We have to pay light bills, all those things that you think of. The county has to pay for, too. And then we know there's upcoming expenses down the road. Maybe we pay the insurance every 3 months. Maybe that car insurance on our Bernalillo County cars is a 6-month policy. Well, we have 6 months to pay that. So we're going to set aside money for that, but, you know, not spend it right away. And then there's called our reserves. We're mandated by law to keep things in savings, in reserves, in case anything catastrophic happens and we need to go get that money. So, you know, really, I like to say I have those three buckets of money. And that's kind of what I do with it. Some of the other things that you may want to think about for you and what you can see that we spend money on are your play, your parks, your open space, your fire stations, your police departments, schools.
What are you paying for in schools?
Because again, as the tax collector, I'm collecting taxes from all the entities in Bernalillo County that charge taxes to get their budgets. So those are people like Albuquerque Public Schools, C&M, across the street here, UNM Hospital. So those are all kinds of entities that I collect the money for on their property, and then I give it back to them so they can use it in their budget to spend as they've been directed.
How much is in reserves?
That is a great question. Wonderful. I didn't bring the exact number of my buckets. That's on my website. But we do say that, let me think about that. Because it's 5/12 is mandated by the state, 5/12 of our budget to be set aside. And then Bernalillo County also says we should set aside a certain percentage of our annual budget. So that gets set aside for emergencies.
Yeah, Haley.
Do treasurers all over the country do your same job?
They actually do. Now, it varies from state to state. So I can say for our 33 counties, all of our county treasurers do the same thing according to New Mexico state statute, our laws.
And in fact, Madam Treasurer brought the New Mexico State Statute book. Do y'all see this book over here?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's fairly sizable. That's all of our state laws in that book, right?
Well, it's all of our taxation and revenue laws.
Oh, forget it. There's a lot of books.
This
is just, this is a very thick book, people. This is like,
And I'm right here. There's about 70 or 80 pages that we have fun with.
Oh, my goodness. Now, when you collect the money, as we see, all the kids in the room have some money that they've got in their hands. And kids, you can fan out your money so we can see. Amadeus over there only has we have Monopoly money, people. But Amadeus over there only has $50. But it looks like some people have a lot more money than others.
It looks like that, but I only have $535.
Elliot up here at the board, she's like, look at her. She has all the really big bills. This is true in our county. Some people in our county have very little money, and some people in our county have a lot more money. Does a tax reflect that in any way? And now generous Elliot is giving some of her money to everybody else in the room. But does the tax reflect that, or how is the tax determined that each person has to pay? Because clearly Amadeus over there, he can't pay as much as Elliot here can, because right, she has a lot more money.
Right. And I'm not even sure Amadeus has any property.
Oh, wait. Everybody has a little house, too, huh?
We have to get him a house.
Amadeus, maybe that's your house, Amadeus. Yeah.
And the thing about property taxes, which is a great lead-in, Katie, is that they're really called ad valorem taxes. And that's a Latin word for things that have value, okay? Because we do, all of us pay taxes, lots of taxes, but there's different kinds of taxes. When you go to the grocery store, there's taxes, gross receipts taxes, sales taxes. But I'm dealing specifically with property taxes, the value of what you own. For land and for your property, houses, business equipment, and Katie's llama.
Right. So if you have more money, odds are you have more stuff to be taxed. So you will end up paying more, maybe.
Maybe. And the other thing is, you know, if you live in an apartment, you don't own that.
Oh, so when you're a renter, you don't
be
pay
paying
the tax.
Property taxes.
I see.
Right. You're just paying rent.
The first property taxes in the United States are on this land. This is not a tax. This is not a concept that goes back before white people came to or Spanish people came to the this mainland. Correct. It was not a Native American thing to have property taxes.
It was not.
Who are the first ones who came up with this concept of taxing people like this?
It is very much a European English concept that's gone around, and it unbelievably just the history on it is even the Pilgrims paid taxes back in 1634.
Did you know this? Did anybody know this?
To the folks that sponsored them, because again they were leaving the country, Europe, to find a better working situation. And they wanted to establish a colony, a community in this North America land that had been discovered.
So they borrowed money, essentially, or somebody funded them, like a patron or somebody's.
Correct. Yes.
And then they had to pay them back. And in a way, do we do that with our property taxes? Are
we
paying back?
Because when you think about some of the things I mentioned of what we pay for, roads, hospitals, education, those really reflect the values of our community. We want people to have good health care, so we have the UNM hospital that is available to anybody in New Mexico. We have roads. We have the fire department. For any kind of fires that might happen around your house or a business or school. The police department. We have parks. Berlioz County also has a lot of open space. And you've had those people on your show as well.
Yeah, and they all need to be, you know, we want to take care of it.
That's right. They all have needs for their programs. The other big one that we don't think about is we live with a major river going through our county, the Rio Grande. And we have said as a community that that's a natural resource, and we want to take care of that environment around the river. So we created an entity called the Rio Grande Conservancy District, and that conserves the environment around the river. We want to protect it. Water is very sacred to us in the desert.
Well, we are speaking with Bernalillo County Treasurer Nancy Burst. Madam Treasurer, we have all learned so much from you. For more information, you can learn a lot more about the Bernalillo County Treasurer's Office, what they do, and how they safeguard our money in this region. That is at burnco.gov/treasurer. And we just want to thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. Are you about to collect all this money from these kids? I think it's time.
Well, we're going to see how big the houses are, how much land, and yeah, we'll portion it all out.
We'll be paying property tax right here on the Children's Hour.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
Pay me, you owe me. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. Well, I thought I heard the captain say, pay me my money down. Tomorrow is our sailing day. Pay me my money down. Oh, pay me, you owe me. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Last night money down.
Dan Zanes here on the Children's Hour from a CD called Nighttime. Dan Zanes and Friends, Pay Me My Money Down. You're tuned to the Children's Hour. And on the line with us, we're just picking up right now, is John Lanza. He created The Money Mammals. It gets kids excited about money management early in life. He's the author of a brand new book for parents called The Art of Allowance. And that is a short, practical guide to raising money-smart, money-empowered kids. John is the chief mammal of Sniggle Zoo Entertainment. And John Lanza joins us on the line right now. I hope you're there. Are you there? John Lanza?
I think so.
We're on the phone with you from Los Angeles, California. And welcome to the Children's Hour.
I've been listening along. I'm enjoying it.
We all learned a lot from our Bernalillo County Treasurer and about how our government money is treasured and managed. But now we want to learn more from you about tips for kids. You, in researching the show, I came upon you because you believe that children at a very young age should learn about money management. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The thing is, kids are exposed to money messages and media messages really early, so they're aware of what's going on with money. Most of that messaging tends to be about kind of spending. And so what we realized when we wanted to kind of raise our kids to be money smart is we wanted to talk to them not only about spending, but when they do spend, spending smart, and then obviously talk about saving and sharing or charitable giving, so that there is more to the money message than just this idea of spending.
So what do you recommend? Like, how early should kids be starting to have their own money? And we did a little quiz, just FYI, here in the studio, and a lot of the kids here on our crew have savings accounts and are already saving. But when do you think kids should start learning about money?
Well, they should start really early. I mean, they could start even at as old as young as, say, 2 or 3 years old. And those are just conversations that parents might have with kids. They're only going to get a little bit of understanding. I mean, even at that point, they're not going to really understand that a dime is worth more than a penny. But there is some money awareness. But when kids get to be, say, 5 or 6, you can set up an allowance. And most importantly, like Ms. Bierce was talking about, you have 3 buckets. And the 3 buckets that we talk about go back to that sharing and saving and spending smart. So that every time you get money that's coming in, you want kids to understand that they're making choices with that money. You know, for the treasurer, they're making choices as to what they're going to be doing within the county. But for you, you have to decide how much you're going to share or give back to charities, how much you're going to save for longer term items, and how much money you're going to use to spend on fun stuff that you want to use when you're just kind of going out with your friends.
If I had $10, how much would I save, spend, and share?
Well, what we would do if, say, let's say you're 5 years old, okay? We would break that up as we'd say six of those dollars would be in the spend jar, and 2 of them would be in the save jar, and then 2 of them would be in the share jar. You can break that down differently if you want, but that way you're accumulating money in that save jar, and then that's for saving. And then you're getting some money in your share jar to give back to charity, and then you have some money for spending for stuff that you want to get when you go out.
John Lanza, you actually talk about these jars, and you suggest that parents and kids use clear jars. And that's a really big message. First of all, talk about transparency. You can see exactly how much money you have, how much you're saving, how much you're giving away, but also everyone else can see it.
Yeah, Katie, you hit the nail on the head, because the transparency, the jars, you want them to be clear, because we're not trying to hide money from kids. Like the old idea of the piggy bank, you know, it's this kind of opaque thing. The money goes in there, never seems to ever really come out. And with the jars, we want transparency. It's also a metaphor for an open discussion that we want to have with parents and kids and money. We want to kind of get rid of any taboos and just have a discussion about how to use money, because ultimately we want kids to be comfortable with money. We want them to be money smart, and then we want them to become money empowered, where they use money as a tool And money doesn't really have control over them. They have control over their money. And that's why we use these clear jars, so they can see their money accumulating in the different jars.
I have a lot of kids here in the studio, and I'm just going to ask them while we're on the air. We're talking to John Lanza. He's the creator of the Money Mammals. There's a lot of online resources around that. And also the brand new book for parents, The Art of Allowance. Kids in the studio, do you get an allowance?
Yeah.
No.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. No.
No.
Yes. No. No.
Yes.
No.
Sometimes.
No. Sometimes. Okay. Now, do you get paid for work that you do if you do not, either if you get an allowance, is it because you've done chores?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
A little bit, but it's mostly kind of a reliance thing. It's kind of on our own merit that we do chores and out of our own heart. And there's this book, I'm forgetting its name, but
Punished by Rewards?
Yeah, Punished by Rewards. Oh. And it is a book that says that gold stars aren't that great, and that punishment in general is not super great and all. And so people who, you know what, just read the book. I'm not doing
so you're
right,
saying that, like, in a way, when you reward people for doing chores, which should just be a natural thing in a family,
yeah,
when you pay off chores. John Lanza, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a very good point. And what we do in our family, and what we advocate, what I talk about in the book, is that you have chores that you do because you are part of the family. So making the bed, emptying the dishwasher, kind of basic chores. And those you don't get paid for. Ultimately, here's the thing. I think if you have an allowance, the allowance, you have to be, as a parent, you have to be clear to say the reason that we're giving you this allowance is to teach you how to make choices with money, how to learn to set and save for goals, and how to start to understand the difference between needs and wants. Those are kind of the basic money messages that we want to get across. And those are the basic money skills we want kids to learn. And if you're clear with your kids to say, this allowance is for this purpose, it's to teach you to become money smart, then that there's a why behind your allowance. Not all parents have that. And I think that's what parents kind of need in order to understand how the allowance works. You can do other chores. Chores teach you that work kind of leads, you get paid for your work. But those can be other types of chores that you might pay someone else for. So, for example, cleaning the car or, you know, doing work in the yard. Those things can teach a different lesson. And that's a valuable lesson, but it's a different lesson than allowance teaches. And that is that when you do some work, you get some money. But allowance is there to teach kids how to get comfortable making choices with money and learning how to get money smart and comfortable with money.
Well, in our house, we have, like, we get money if there's, like, a really big job that needs to be done, like cleaning up a certain part of the yard or, like...
But yeah, Elliot, do you get an allowance otherwise? You don't, right?
No, not really.
You don't just get a weekly sum of money. And you know, no. New Mexico is not. We are one of the poorest states in the United States, and a lot of families can't afford to give any money away to their kids on the weekends. But kids can certainly. What do you think about the idea of things like lemonade stands and earning your own money? Do you follow the same principles of save, spend, share when you earn your own money too?
Well, I think that's exactly why you want to set up some kind of system. And I guess what you can do to address the issue of there's not a set amount of money that you would give for an allowance, but the reason that you want to set up an allowance in those jars is that so kids get into that mindset of understanding that they're going to be making choices with that money every time they receive it. And there is money that your kids are going to need for whatever it might be, whether it's for phone money, whether it is for lunch money, parents tend to be giving their kids money for the various. If you give them the responsibility for those things and then provide them the money, then they have to start making the decisions with those money, with the money that's going out. So it's a way of getting money into kids' hands so that they understand that they're the ones making choices. The other thing is that when kids are making choices with their own money, they tend to make better choices because they realize that it's their money. Whereas if they're making choices with their parents' money, money that their parents are just handing to them without kind of an understanding that this is to teach them about money, they tend not to be as cognizant or thinking about where that money is going.
Well, John Lanza, we appreciate you. He created The Money Mammals. It gets kids excited about money management early in life. He's the author of a new book for parents, The Art of Allowance, a short practical guide to raising money smart, money empowered kids. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Children's Hour. We really appreciate it. We learned a lot from you. Thank you so much.
And thanks, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
You're tuned to the Children's Hour. And, well, we just thought of this song when we think of money.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There's nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There's nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go round. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
Down the street humming my oat sore. Where I was going, I was not so sure. With my big bag of guilt that I won that day, and I gotta say I felt okay. Well, I walked by this old Hanukkah shop, and all of a sudden I had me a thought. Maybe I could take a minute and stop and get a present for my mom. I mean, why not? Alrighty, I guess I will. So I walked on in with a smile and a shout, and I went to the shelf and I picked something out. Walked to the counter, my gift in hand, pulled out some of my gelt and gave it over to the man. And he said, "What do you think you're doing?" I said, "Paying, what you mean?" And he said,
"Honey, this ain't money, this is something for your tummy. Got another thing coming if you're trying to be funny. That there Hanukkah gelt's for a game you can play with your dreidel, but you can't pay till you bring me a nickel or a dollar or a dime. Until you do,
well, I left confused, but you bet I didn't let that ruin my mood. That dude was kind of rude, but I guess I didn't mind, because the sun was shining and I was feeling fine. So I kept walking along, now I was looking for some shade, and what do? But see my favorite arcade. So I went into the place and I was feeling enthralled. I picked a machine where I could play me a mean pinball. Don't mind if I do. So I grabbed me some gelt and put it into the slot, and somehow it didn't fit, believe it or not. And then the arcade lady came in looking real mean and said, "You can't put that gelt in our machines." I said, "Really?" She said, "Uh-uh." And she said,
"Honey, this ain't money, this is something for your tummy. Got another thing coming if you're trying to be funny. That there Hanukkah gelt's for a game you can play with your dreidel, but you can't pay till you bring me a nickel or a dollar or a dime. Until you do,
next time." Well, that sure was strange, but I went on with my day. I felt a rumble in my tummy. It was time that I ate, and the general store wasn't all that far, so I thought I'd get me a chocolate bar. I went up to the counter, picked out one for myself. I reached down and pulled out some of that good old gelt. The bubby at the store, she's a real nice lady, but she looked at me like I was mashugana crazy. And then she said, "My little friend, it appears you've lost
it.
Why are you paying for chocolate with chocolate? Open up your gill, you'll be shocked to find that it's filled with deliciousness all up inside."
Bubby, you just blew my mind.
Well, I was simply stunned once I got a hold. There was chocolate inside of that gold, and I finally understood what happened that day. I was trying to use chocolate to pay my way. A few minutes later, I was eating and a playing when a man walks up and says, "Can you make some change?" I said, "Buddy, have a seat and let me explain. This is the lesson that I learned today." And I said,
"Honey, this ain't money, this is something for your tummy. That's what I learned today, and I think it's kind of funny that they're Hanukkah gelt's for a game you can play with your dreidel. But that's not change, it sure ain't a nickel or a dollar or a dime. But either way, I'm eating my,
oh, honey,
'cause it's snack time. Come on now.
Honey, this
say money, this is something for your tummy. Got another thing coming if you're trying to be funny. That there Hanukkah gels for a game you can play with your dreidel, but you can't pay till you bring me a nickel or a dollar or a dime. Until you do, goodbye.
See you next time.
Honey, this ain't money is that is Mommy Doni Band, and that's from a CD called the Acoustic Jewish Holiday Collection. And I'm pretty excited about latkes. And in fact, I'm so excited about latkes, I wanted to play you all this. This is coming off of the Maccabees.
Tonight is Hanukkah, got everything we need, a frying pan, some oil, and a latke recipe. Let's celebrate.
On iTunes or at childrenshour.org, where you can also find our playlist, photos from the shows, the Children's Hour store, and sign up to get invitations to our public events.
This has been a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' media for a worldwide audience. Find out more at childrenshour.org.